Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody. Good afternoon. And I'm back, Dr. Butch Melton, here at the Sacred Heart Gospel Hour, a radio show here on Blog Talk Radio. Hey, we're gonna welcome everybody here, all the listeners, and thanks to everybody for tuning in. And welcome back to, I told you I'd get it back within 72 hours. And how about the following night? Huh, how about that? Yeah, one day and then next day get another one. How about that? I'm glad to do so. I'm glad to be happy to do it. I'm going to do it as much as and fast as I can because the time is getting short. So we're going to continue on, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to continue on. I'm going to bring you to what the Red Dogs has brought to me. And we're not, you know, Red Dogs wanted to say, you know, they didn't want to feel like they were trying to scare anybody. I said, well, you got to. I said, we got to put the fear of God in everybody. Okay. Hey, this pansy business, you know, this panty-waisted religion that everybody's been getting spoon-fed at these altars and calling everybody up and this and that, and then they've been saved 72,000 times in their lifetime. They've been baptized about 28 times, you know. It's kind of like renewing your driver's license, you know what I mean? that's the way it's been, you know. People wakes up one day and say, well, I think I lost my saving. I got to be saved again. I got to be baptized again. And lo and behold, it goes to church. Or churches, if it's evangelist or it's a Baptist, they're or Catholic, they oh yeah, they'll do it. They'll do it again. 100,000 times a year if you need it. They'll keep you underwater if they could. But anyway, we all know the true believers in Jesus Christ and what we believe. What Sacred Heart Gospel Hour and everybody out there follows us believe, and we know, is that the water doesn't wash off Jesus' blood, okay? It kind of reminds me of they're trying to wash the blood of Jesus off. let's go ahead and deal with this a little bit further, you know. Let's deal with this while we're talking about it. The blood of Jesus, Jesus said you have to be washed, okay? Not in water, but in the blood of the Lamb. Now, before Jesus came, before Jesus was crucified upon the cross, you had to be indeed baptized by water. And it was those few sayings when Christ was alive, when Christ was in the body and was here, he was speaking in those terms. But he said there's coming a day that you ain't going to have to do that anymore because the blood's going to take care of that. The blood of Jesus is going to take care of that. You're washed in the blood. Now, what do you want to be? You want to be washed in the Jordan, the River Jordan, or some cesspool over in Mexico, or, huh? Or some Catholic's basin, wash basin, looks like a little sink, you know. They christen their babies like they do, they christen ships, you know, just like that, and hit them over the head with a bottle of wine or champagne. But instead, they sprinkle a few drops of water and say that's it. No, I'd rather for all the listeners out there at the Sacred Heart Gospel Hour, I want you to be washed in the blood of Jesus. And the way to do that is repent to Jesus, not in front of a congregation, not in front of a congregation. You don't have to appear before the courts or anything like that. All you got to do is have a personal relationship. First of all, you got to be one-on-one. Jesus said, come to me one-on-one. Come to me as a child. Repent to me. Not to another human being. And they use, the churches now are using the AA meetings context, confess to another person with your mouth. It does say confess to Christ in the Bible it does say confess Christ as your Savior. Yes, indeed, if anybody asks you, do not deny it. That's what that was the problem with the disciples when they denied Christ. And he told them, he said, you're going to all deny me. And he said, oh Lord, no, we're not going to do that. But they did. They did. They denied him. Ran away. And the only ones who were there was Mary Magdalene. She didn't, you know, they didn't ask her. If they asked her, she would have never denied Christ. She wouldn't have done it. She would have been beheaded, killed, crucified, whatever it took. But she would have never denied her Lord. Now you tell me the big difference between that and the disciples. The men ran away. The women stayed at the hill. They stayed at the helm. They took the wheel. They were washed in the blood of Jesus. The other ones that took to the hills, the disciples, was washed in water. Okay? You get my point here? Are you getting my point? But if you're washed in the blood, you don't need no water. Understand that. I've had a lot of people say, I'm going to hell. I said, why? Do you believe in the Lord Jesus Christ? Oh, yes. As you asked him to save you? Yes. You repented to him? Yes. I said, why are you going? Not why are you not going to heaven? I don't go to church. That's not going to keep you out. I told him, I said, that's not going to keep you out. Church ain't a church in this world is going to get you into the gates of heaven, because Jesus said, the only way you get there is through him. Through Christ the Lord, not through the Pope, not through the church, not through Joel Osteen. I don't care what they tell you, what they say. Doesn't matter how much money you give them, how much gold and silver, it's not going to get you in. I understand that. Now, and all everybody that listens here understands that. When you accept the blood of Jesus, you are truly washed. The blood of Jesus washes you purely white. White. Whiter than in the first new snow, you're whiter than that. Okay? So understand that. And you cannot do it correctly unless you have a personal relationship, just like you have a personal relationship with your earthly father. And you take your father by the hand, and you and him go and talk to one another, whether it be out in the garden, whether it be in somewhere in the house, it doesn't matter. But it's one-on-one. You don't even include the mother. You don't even include your siblings. You don't include the family. So why would you want to include the church? It's none of the church's business. The only thing it does is give them something to gossip about. That's all it is. That's all they do. That's all they worry about. And everything that you tell them, it gets out, and it goes around town. It gets around about you. And it's a funny thing how people know it was you, huh? Don't you know? Don't you say? So where do they get the gossip? It comes from the pit. It comes from the pulpit. Indeed. Now I'm going to tell you some things here that's going to curl your hair tonight. Okay? Now we got to talking about last week. Not last week. No, I'm sorry. Last night. Last night. We were still continuing on about the Pope and the prophecy. Okay? Pope and the prophecy. This is the last pope, ladies and gentlemen. It's a bona fide fact. Things has done, went down, that's never happened before in history. A pope has stepped down, and fairly young at that, you know, in his late 50s, 60s, whatever it is. You know, so then they used to stay until death. And nobody said anything bad about his health. He's still running around, as I was known of, he's still running around in the Vatican. Most of them, you know, we got two, actually, you got two popes. You have two, you know. So it reminds me of when it says in Scripture, it says in Scripture that the first one gives the power to the second beast. Isn't that what happens when he stepped down? He gave the power to the second beast. The second beast is now the pope. The first beast is still running around in the Vatican. And who is the Antichrist? We shall see. Is it Obama? We shall see. We shall see. God, I believe it's getting closer and closer. Once I told y'all that I thought that it may be him, it may be. I thought it was just a setup, man, but it may be. It surely may be. You know, we got to know, and the way that you're going to know this is that when Obama don't have but another year, a little over another year, and he's going to have to do something to be a martyr, to not to be a martyr, only be a martyr, a saint, be recognized by the Roman Catholic Church as above a saint. There will be a God on earth. They already have Christ. That's the Pope. Understand what I'm saying here. And everybody's been following that for what? Thousands of years. So I want you to understand what you're doing out there. If you are one of them, one of those. I'm not accusing that. The things that's written in their Bible is the truth, but if you can listen and what the people are doing that's teaching them and telling them right now today is absolutely 1,000% wrong, and is of the Satan. And I'm here to prove it tonight. I'm here to prove it, and they're all in it. They're all into the one world order. They're into the Illuminati. Okay, they all see an eye. They all are part of that. And then when they started bowing down and worshiping the Pope. And that's what I'm saying. It's worship. I don't care what you say. No, it's just showing respect. No, it's not showing respect. That is worship. I've seen people cry. I've seen people fall down and faint when the Pope went by. That's beyond, man. That's idolizing. He's an idol to a lot of people out there. And every one of them that does that, they're all in that packs those streets and those in that courtyard. Is how many, just, I was looking at it not too long ago when he was making that speech, and I looked as far as the eye could see was heads and shoulders. And then I imagined, I looked, and I could just see flames of hell, all just a big lake, and just their shoulders and head bobbing up and down. But they won't be crying tears of joy. They'll be crying crocodile tears and holy pain that they'll be experiencing. I'll guarantee you that. But let's go on now and talk about what was going on. We talked about last time, you know, that we found out that there was what was going on, and said, you know, I'm not here to confirm to you if it's true or not. You know, like I said, everybody thought the New World Order was a conspiracy, right? But now we're finding out it's not a conspiracy. It's true. It's actually true. And it's going to happen. And we're right there at the door right now. We've done and been in that new world order. We've been setting up the new world order ever since Obama walked through and sat upon the throne of America, Babylon. So right now I'm confirming that, yes, indeed it's true. And through the red dogs, okay, they found out and came and tell me. And they wanted to share it of interest. They wanted to share it, all this information as an interest to everybody out there. Several Catholics, now listen to me closely here, several Catholic priests and bishops have stated, and they have proof of this. There's no names here. I'm not going to give out any names of the priests or the bishops, those high-powered martyrs and saints, you know, soon to be saints. If they're pronounced by the Pope, they are saints. Not by God, not by Jesus, not by the Holy Spirit, by a man called Pope. That's it. How can the devil cast out devil? How can demons cast out demons? How can devils cast out devils? Can't be done. That's what Jesus said. But anyway, several Catholic priests and bishops, they have stated in the recent years that, quote, the smoke of Satan offerings was rising from the Vatican. Okay. Now, what is that? You know, the white smoke, you know, the black smoke that comes out of that chimney, and that tells you when they got a new pope, or, you know, when they got a new pope, the smoke of Satan, the offerings. Also, you know, those little balls that they have on those chains, supposed to be a pure silver, and they put incense in it, and they wave those things around up and down every aisle, and they make sure that they cover all the people in the that's come to mass. They start with this occult ritual chants coming down the aisle and swinging that thing at you, making sure that smoke covers you pretty good. Okay, that's the smoke of Satan. That's the offering of Satan. The smoke of Satan is covering you. There's nothing righteous about this. There's nothing righteous what they've been doing. Nothing it has been doing. And behind closed doors, nothing but Sodom and Gomorrah. Actually, I mean, telling you, worse than that. I've heard tale that they were doing human sacrifice. I can't prove it, but from everything else they know that's now came out, I thought that it was nonsense, but it come out to be true. And they actually came out and said so. And they're going to be talking about, they're going to be actually coming out next month at the United Nations, and on television, they're going to be telling you stuff's going to curl your hair, what they're going to be behind. And there's going to be a lot of Americans here, and America's not going to be happy about it. And I'll get into that in a little bit later. But that's the rise of smoke coming from the Vatican. Most recently, ladies and gentlemen, Father Gabriel Amarth, who is no less than the chief exorcist that's supposed to exorcise demons, the chief exorcist for the Roman Church. Not the best publicity of the Catholic Church, would you say? It's not the best publicity. Now, this came out by the chief exorcist of the Roman Church. And yes, indeed, the smoke of Satan, rising from the Vatican. There's rituals and ceremonies been being conducted behind closed doors. Magic, black magic is being performed. Even witches is among them. The nuns are allowed to, you know, they are allowed to do the things that they do. And lesbian, and I mean, it's, can you get it? Can you understand it? I've questioned that. I said, how can all them women live together all their lives and never be married? Now I know. Now I know how they could do it. They're having sex with each other, and young, somebody's kid, somebody's daughter. You know, they used to think it was a good idea to send your daughter to the Catholic nun school. I don't think it was a good idea anymore, do you? there was a few movies made of that, and everybody thought that, well, that was science fiction. But now, lo and behold, we find out that it's true. It's true. Isn't it scary with a lot of things that you see? You know, Hollywood, you know, comes out and just throws it right in your face, you know, say, hey, how to make a good movie. And so they made a movie out of it. Anyway, say this prophecy seems to come very near to the correlation, ladies and gentlemen, with the prophecy of Malachi that we were talking about, Malachi Martin. Malachi, a Catholic priest, you know, we talked about yesterday, servant in the 11th century, reportedly made a long series. There's two Malachis, too. Malachi, and there's another Martin, Malachi Martin, which was the our era, our one that came, that wrote the book that we was talking about in the last episode. There was two of them, okay. They reported made a long series of predictions and prophecies concerning the future popes, according to the first Saint Malachi. Was the prediction only one pope will take office following the current pope Benedict? This pope will be known as Peter the Roman, and will serve during the reign of the Antichrist. And these prophecies true? Are they true? He said we don't have long to wait to find out if they're true. Yeah, now that's what standing hair up on your head. You're not going to have long to wait, ladies and gentlemen. Okay. Okay, now the Martin, I think, passed away in 1999, I believe it was. Okay. But anyway, we have them to think that they were keeping up with this, and they were trying to whistleblow and bring in which they did. The homosexuality, the perversion, the sodomy that they were committing and still are committing. If you think it's all behind, if they got caught and they all stopped it, you're out of your mind. It's still going on right now tonight. Right as I speak, it's still going on, and it's gotten worse. They're now, I've through the grapevines, they're talking about these babies that they're getting some. They're getting their hands on some newborns, and I've heard that they're children sacrifices and eating babies is what I've been hearing. So all the other stuff that we thought was BS, now it seems true. So this should scare you. This should ruffle you. I mean, just I don't know what it's going to do to you. But I don't know if you're going to. If I was going to one of those churches, I know what I'd do. I would no longer be associated with any such as that. And I'm not here to tell anybody what to do out there. Now, don't get me wrong here, okay? I mean, if you think that's fine, fine, just keep right on going. You think it's all BS, keep right on going. But I don't know what you're going to do after next, shortly after next month, after next week. We don't have but about 20. They're going to do it in the 23rd, 24th, 25th, through the 28th. They will have that United Nations meeting, and the Pope is going to speak first. He's going to bless the meeting of the UN, and boy, they're going to let America and the whole world have it. And I'm going to tell you what's going to happen. There's no prediction. It's going to happen because they've already came out on their website and going to give everybody a heads up what they're going to say and do. Okay, it's going to be the New World Order, exactly what it is, right there in your face. They're going to admit to it, okay? Now, it's going to hush up everybody out there saying that's all a bunch of BS. It's going to hash everybody up. Hash up now, because you're going to hash up because it's going to happen. Yes, they're coming to get your guns. Yes, they are. It's going to be a rule. It's going to be a law worldwide. It's all going to be set up through this plan. Okay, this new agenda that they got. And I'll be talking about that here in just a little bit. And just hold on with him. Bear with me and I'll get it to you. Just right here in just a little bit. But I don't want to get, you know, carried off to the hillside. So just I'll continue on with this until we get there. And then I'll explain that to you as well. So, ladies and gentlemen, let's continue on. Let's continue on. So suddenly it became, okay. And I'm going to go back and read to you the second Malachi Martin, okay, the second one, what he wrote in his book, and I'm quoting now, this is coming out of his book, quote, and it come off of page 492 through 493, quote, he said, suddenly it became unarguable, that means you can't argue against it, all the progressive liberals and radicalized liberals, they can't argue against it. It's an unarguable subject. What's fixing to be said here, okay? It's unarguable. You can't argue against it. Suddenly it became unarguable that now during this policy, the Roman Catholic organizations carried a permanent presence of clerics who worshiped Satan. Who worshiped Satan, and they said, and liked it. Liked it. Of the bishops and priests who sodomized little boys and each other. Nuns who performed the black masses and black rites of Wicca. And who lived in lesbian relationships. There you go. That's why the nuns, ladies and gentlemen, that's why the nuns didn't have to be married to men, because they liked to perform these black rites of Wiccas and become lesbians. Okay, Sodom and Gomorrah, right? Right. And they did, and I go on reading out of the book. This is coming out of the book, and he was there. He saw it. He knows exactly what's happening. This is true. This is real. And he said every day, okay, every day this is going on, every day, and including Sunday. Sunday, the holy day, their Sabbath. Sunday, which they worship, the sun, Sunday, which is a what? Pagan, worshiping the sun. You know, I'll say Friday and Saturday has to be God's actual day that we should set aside, Friday or Saturday, either one. But it's a whole lot better than Sunday, I'm going to guarantee you that. And all holy days, you know, those holy days that they hold on to, and also the holy days of which the world recognizes too, which they have now denied, you know. And they got complete acts of heresy and blasphemy and outrage and indifference. Indifferences were committed and permitted at the holy altars by men who had called them men that had been called, to be priest. Sacrilegious, he says, sacrilegious actions and rites were not only performed on Christ's own altars, but had the conveyance, or at least the tacit permission of certain cardinals and archbishops and bishops. In total number, they are considered probably a minority. Anything from 1 to 10% of any given church personnel. 10% of your church personnel in every church around the world, that is, which are Catholics. 10%, anywhere from, I'd say, 5 to 10. But of that minority, many occupied astoundingly high positions or rank in that church, and in those churches. Ordering you around. They're the leader of the flock. You're following people who are committing satanic rites. Okay, and they like it. And homosexuality. Sodom and Gomorrah all over again. The facts, ladies and gentlemen, that brought the Pope to a new level of suffering were mainly two. One was the systematic organizational links, the network. In other words, that had been established between certain clerical homosexual groups and satanic covens. He was caught with his proprial pants down, so to speak. Okay, so that made him suffer. He suffered, and he blamed all of that being caught. Okay, he blamed that on who? That's why I think we saw Malachi Martin leave this world and not have an autopsy. Mm-hmm. The inordinate power and influence of that unholy network. I call it unholy network. Lord, have mercy, ladies and gentlemen. I hope you listen. I hope you're getting this. Because hey, if you're missing this and you don't get it, or you refuse to get it, you're then totally one of them, and you're going to say it's okay what they've done, what they're doing. You believe in it, and you like it too as well. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, so let's go ahead and shock you some more. Okay, like I told you, this we don't have a very short time now, because the beast is going to be on his masterful, he's going to give one of his masterful performances ever. You know, even this Pope has even said, he told the atheists, don't worry, you don't need to believe in the Bible or, you know, believe in any kind of religion or church to get into heaven. That's what he said. And he also said you didn't have to believe in that man Jesus to get into heaven. I don't know where in the world he ever got his teaching and learning from. I do. I know where he got it, from Satan. From Satan. That's the only way that you can say that any kind of talk like that, sacrilegious, that comes out of a Pope's mouth, and he's going to write executive orders, and I'll be talking about that here shortly. Okay, just hang on. I'm going to be talking about it. He's going to be writing that executive order, and secular, they call it, at the United Nations meeting. He's going to say that. He's going to force the world, the billions that follow him, he's going to force them into compliance, which will then in turn force everybody else. Because whatever the secretorial that he writes, executive order of the Pope writes, usually floods over to the Baptists and evangelists as quickly as it can, like water over a dam. They'll bow down and accept it as well. They always have, they always will. That's why I said Baptists will be marrying homosexuals in their churches. They'll do it. It's called by the money. It's about the money. They got to have that tax break. If they don't marry homosexual couples in their church, they will no longer get that tax break. So it's about the money. And what did Jesus say? If you worship money, that's worshiping. That proves that all I've been preaching about, that these churches, all they care about is the money. They don't care about you. They don't care about anything. They don't care how much you suffer. They don't care, as long as they get your money. And this is going to prove it. This is going to prove my point. And I told you that there's going to come a day that it was going to hit you dead in the face, like a bug hitting the windshield of a car at running 100 miles an hour. It's going to hit you right between the eyes. And you're not going to be able to say, well, Butch is stupid. He's out of his mind. He's insane. No. I told you that, and I stuck to my guns, and I kept saying it, and I kept saying it, and I kept telling you, and now here it is. The bug has now hit you between the eyes at 100 miles an hour. Now what are you going to say? Okay, what are you going to say? Now let's go ahead and talk, ladies and gentlemen, about the end of the American dream. The end of the American dream. And everybody said the American dream could never be killed off. It's already been killed. The Obama has made sure that the American dream is no more. The young people nowadays have no dream of America. That America is gone. They know it. They know it. The new world order, the progressive world order, the new progressive liberal world, socialist world, is now here. The communist, socialist, worldwide, satanic religion and world order is right now upon us. All they got to do now is to bring it in, which will be next month, September. And it's over. It's over. Stick a fork in you, you're done. Okay? Now, I'm not saying everybody here in America is going to swallow it. And the Bible, as a matter of fact, the Bible says that the true God's children will be in an uproar. They'll be in an uproar. They're going to be a lot of people killed. They'll be burning in fires and blood in the streets because of this. It's going to. And I told everybody, I said, well, no, everybody didn't rise up during the abortion. Nobody rose up against the, you know, like we had rose up against England or against in the Civil War. Nobody made a movement when the homosexual courts, the superior courts, ruled that constitutional through and just shredded not only the Constitution of America, but it shredded God's law of a man marrying a woman. That's the rule of marriage in God's eyes. And how can you claim yourself to be a Christian if you now believe a man can marry a man and a woman a woman? You cannot call yourself a Christian. If you do, you know that you're lying to yourself. It's a falsehood religion that you're living under. Because God did not bring together a man and a man in the Garden of Eden. He didn't bring together a woman and a woman. He brought together a man and a woman. And that was the way. That was the covenant, the first covenant. Whoever these two, man and woman, will cleave together. And they will become one. Cleave together. Okay? That's what it said. Man shall leave his mother and father to cleave to his wife. Wife will leave her mother and father to cleave to her husband. And to death do them part. Okay, that was the decree of God in heaven. Anything outside of that is total heresy. You want to talk about heresy? That's total heresy. And blasphemy against the powers and principalities of all heaven. But yet you're fixing to swallow it. You're going to say, oh, it's okay, it's cool, it's cool. I want to be a cool, new world, progressive, religious person. And if you want to be that cool, religious person nowadays, then you accept, you don't accept Christ, you accept Satan. Because that's the new God that you will be following. Okay. So the end of the American dream, ladies and gentlemen. The American dream is becoming a nightmare. And life as we know it is about to change forever, forevermore. Forevermore. Unless the people of this country, and it'll spread around the world. Like, you know, the shot that was heard around the world when we revolted against England and separated from England. That first shot was heard around the world. We're going to have another shot that's going to be heard around the world. The only way that you can save this world now is by an uprising, by God's people, God's children. Because Jesus said you must put on the armor of God and stand for God and stand for Jesus and the Holy Spirit to the very end. He said you got to hold on to the very end. Did he not? That's what Jesus said. You got to hold on to it to the very end. Are you willing to do that? So ladies and gentlemen, September 2015, Agenda 21 will be transformed. Now, everybody didn't like Agenda 21. And if you didn't like it, you sure are not going to like the new agenda called 2030. They're going to announce the 2030 agenda. Now, this is on the United Nations website. The United Nations website. And it's talking about the September 2015 UN summit. That's what it's going to be called. They're going to be talking. And they're not going to ask people. It's going to sound like they're asking, you know, the populations of this country to join in. They're not asking. They're ordering it. So let me read off of you. Let me read off the website to you of what's going on, what they're going to say. Because they're standing right here in front of your face on television. And they're going to say it. And they're saying it right here now. Before September, they're telling you what it's going to be done. Now listen to what it says here. They're going to be words. Let me see if I can get this. The 2030 agenda. Okay. And it's going to come down. Here's the date. September 25th through the September 27th in New York City. And the Pope is actually traveling to New York to deliver an address which will kick off this conference. He's going to be they always have a priest or a preacher or something to pray or whatever. This is going to kick this conference off. But unlike the Agenda 21, which permanently focused on the environment, the 2030 Agenda is truly a template for governing the entire planet, a new world order. In addition to addressing the climate change, it also sets ambitious goals for areas such as economics, health. There we go. Let's stop right there. Talk about that. That's what the Obamacare was. It was a setup. That's what I said. He was a setup man. Obamacare didn't do a thing but strip people of the rights to pick their own doctors and have their own doctors, and you think you do, but you're just lucky that the doctor that you had, you did get to keep it out in California, is because he bowed down and got into the Obamacare plan. Now, if he refused it, you would not have that doctor. Understand what I'm saying here? Okay, now you also are told you cannot have oxygen, even if the doctor says you do, because the Senate, the powers that be in the Obamacare, the IRS, is now the one. The IRS now sits at the desk and finds out who's going to live and who's going to die. But it's too late for that. It's already went through, right? Right. Okay, y'all sit back and let it happen. Y'all wanted it. He told you what he's going to do. And the economy, what did he say? But even before Obama was voted in the first time, what did he say? I heard him say it. I got him recorded somewhere on my computer saying it on television. He said if it was in his power that he would love to make it so that your power bill would cost you $1,000 a month. He said that. He said he would do everything in his power to make that happen. And with a smile on his face, he said the reason he would do that is because he wanted to teach people how to live within their means, how to not waste electricity, you know, and that would lower the pollution that's, you know, and it makes it sound all that great. Makes it sound like you're, you know, this is Satan's deception. It's going to make you feel bad because you're damaging the earth. The earth is not damaged. You look out there, man, the clear blue skies. I haven't seen no smog since 1960. I saw some fog in Atlanta in the 1960s and 1970s, but after that, it's been clear blue sky. I can stand back all the way to Stone Mountain and see the city of Atlanta and actually see the windows in the buildings from not that far away. It's not polluted. So, I mean, some of these creeks and rivers, yes, and the oceans, okay, but hey, the EPA is doing that. The EPA is doing that because they got to have something that they can grab this green money from. They got to have something to point at. That's why they're cranking this CERN and the HARP. They used the HARP to make droughts. They used HARP to. That's exactly what's happened to California. Blame it on your own government. Blame it on the United Nations because they're into it too. Blame it on the Pope because they're into it too. crank up the heart and make a drought in California and dry up the land. You know, take that water away from them. Take the food away from the world. Let's show these poor people they can get poorer. Then we can pour in it and say, see, global warming. Now, there wasn't no global warming until they made it that way. They forced it with these new contraptions that they got, and the new scientists that they got. And they're going to march out those scientists on stage in the United Nations. They're going to talk about all these names. They're going to call out all these scientists' names. And they have signed on, and they're going to swear in blood that what they have stated is true. Okay. But here we go. It's going to be the economy, the health, the energy, education, agriculture, gender equality, and the whole host of other issues. As you will see below, and I'm reading off the website here, it says, as you will see below, this global initiative is being billed as, quote-unquote, big black letters, New Universal Agenda. They're not going to call it the New World Order, but it's called the New Universal Agenda for humanity. That's the New World Order, ladies and gentlemen. I don't care how you put it. And if you are anything like me right now, alarm bells are going off in your head. Ladies and gentlemen, you can tag this. I mean, you can 2015 Agenda 21, climate change, economics, new universal. Now, if you want to Google it. New Universal Agenda or 230 Agenda. Okay. Just Google that, and it should take you into all you need to know. Pope Francis is going to calls for a new global political authority to save all humanity. What is a new global political authority? That's a new world order. One world government. One world currency. So Pope Francis says that he's going to say that global warming is a fact. It's a fact, and that a new global political authority is necessary in order to save humanity from utter disaster. The new encyclopedia is going to be scheduled to be released on Thursday, and it has been leaked. Has been leaked. And the Red Dogs picked it up. And it's being reported that the new global political authority that Pope Francis envisions now would be in charge. Okay, Pope Francis is going to be in charge of the, quote, the reduction of pollution and the development of poor countries in all regions. Poor countries. And that's what they're going to do. Now, let's stop here. That's a quote. Stop there. They're going to come in at you, all you religious people, and you're going to accept it because you're going to accept the 666 because you feel bad. You want to feel good about when you're going to help the world, you're going to help the poor. And this is what they're going to say. You're killing the world, you're killing the poor. It's your fault. It's your fault. They're going to make you feel bad. So you're going to be crying, what can I do? Well, bow down and take this and this and that and that and then stick this fork in your butt because you're done. The entire planet, ladies and gentlemen, the entire planet. Okay? They're going to save in order to save humanity from utter disaster. See? That's what they're going to do. Utter disaster. If you don't do it, then you're committing suicide for the world and killing everybody on it. Okay, if you stand up against this, guess what's going to happen? The guillotines are going to roll. Heads will roll. Beheading. And you know what it said in Revelations? What did it say in Revelations? Head will roll. Because when you accept one, you got to accept it all, and you're going to have to accept the new world religion. They're going to combine all religions together. They're going to combine all religions together. This is the only way that it can be done and have peace among... but it's not going to be peaceful. I'm going to tell you that right now. It's not going to be peaceful. Because they're all pulling for the... they're all going to be pulling from one side and one side only. Okay, the funny thing is that this sounds very much alike... Very much... in line with the new sustainable development agenda that is going to be launched in, as at the United Nations in September. Radical new agenda is already being called Agenda 21 on steroids, because it goes on to much further details, much further things, covers the whole entire planet, even people, work, religion, education, everything, economic, Wall Street. It goes way farther than Agenda 21 ever did. The new United Nations agenda does not just address the environment. It does not. Do not let them fool you. Do not be deceived. What did Jesus say? Do not be deceived by these elitists. It's going to address issues such as poverty. I told you about the poor people. Agriculture, the food, education. Oh, they love to slam that education. They're going to educate all those blessed poor children that never gets educated. But let me tell you something. There are schools all around the world, even in the Congo. Don't let them fool you. Those kids are getting educated. They just want more money to snatch at. And they're going to get all of it. You know, they're not just going to tax you just a little bit here and there. It's like they've been doing. The IRS has been doing. No, they're going to take all of your money. Every bit of it. Education, gender equality. They're going to force you to like homosexuality whether you like it or not. And if you're against it, they're going to kill you. They're going to kill you. All right, it's essentially necessary. It's a blueprint, they call it, a blueprint for governing the entire planet. Understand what it's saying here. It's a blueprint for governing the entire planet. And that it sounds very much like what Pope Francis also wants. He wants it. In fact, Pope Francis is going to give the speech that kicks off the United Nations conference in September, where this new sustainable agenda will be launched. For some reason, this Pope has decided to make the fight against climate change the central pillar of his papacy. And he is working very hard to unite as much of humanity as possible to get behind that effort. Now, like I said, under the guise of what? Global warming. He's going to bring forth the New World Order, ladies and gentlemen. it's right there for you to read. Just go Google it. And if you don't believe what I'm saying, just tune in. Just tune in September when you see it. It's going to be all over television. Going to be the biggest thing that ever seen. Because the Pope's going to meet not only he's not going to only meet with the United Nations and throw this down their throats and force them into an enclave. An executive order by the Pope is what that is. He's not only going to write that and shove it down the world's throat. He's going to write it and force all of his churches, and also that will force all the other satellite churches such as the Baptist and Evangelistics and all the ones, the Methodists and Presbyterians, all of them really close to the Catholics. They sprung from the Catholic Church. They're going to bow down to it really quick. So, and accept it. Okay, now let me get into another article here about the Pope really quickly here. This is on ANSA. Okay, and it's a beautiful gift from God, the man said. The Pope blesses male stripper's parrot. A bird, a parrot. Let me explain this to you now. This is in the country town Milan, January 29th of this year. Pope Francis blessed and took into his holy hands a green parrot that belonged to a former male stripper during his general audience on Wednesday. The parrot's owner thought it best to admit he was the bird's proud father, after the press report saying it belonged to a traveling circus from northern Italy. But he said, no, it's mine. And he quoted this, it was fun. And his name is Francisco Lombardi, the former stripper known as Gaibi. And he told that to ANSA. And he went on to say, quote, a sort of mixing of the holy and the profane. Now listen, this is how these people that follow the Pope think. Then this man's a homosexual. He's a male stripper. He's also, and it's not, That's saying if he's a male stripper for other males is what he is, because it goes on and tells you about it. Let me go ahead and read the rest of it. And but he was bragging. He says, sort of mixing the holy with the profane. He said, I am a world champion stripper, and I have the leading role in many leading roles in erotic films. Okay, and he's also an erotic filmmaker. So, in other words, porno. Okay. Tinto Brass's next movie, they called. You know, he's going to be in it. So Lombardi, who has also been the head of the town's council. the stripper is the head of town council of the Trasnezio near the town of the council of Trasnezio near Milan, said he had come to Rome with his wife. Now he's got a wife and two daughters to attend the general audience, bringing with him the parrot named Amore. That's love. Pope Francis. Now listen to this. Here we go. That's what I'm trying to tell you. This guy here is he does have a wife and he has two daughters, but we don't know if his wife is and his daughters are adopted and his wife is truly a woman. We don't know that. Mm-hmm. We have one of those over here in America. But Pope Francis, he said, who I am in love with. Okay, let me read that to you again. Pope Francis, who I am in love with, he said. He said that. And he also, quote, said this. He said, call it a beautiful gift from God. So you see, these people look at the Pope as God. He is God. You see what I'm saying? Don't you understand what's going on here? I hope you can open up your eyes and see what's going on. So if all of these billions of people look upon the Pope as God, what do you think they're going to do? They're going to tear the place down in the United Nations. Okay? And every one of our presidents, just about every one of our presidents in the United States has always been Catholic. You ever notice that? Have you ever noticed that? And you wonder why that we've got that one all CNI on a dollar bill. And you got all that Illuminati and satanic, satanic things that we have going on in our councils behind the doors, and also rituals that we have going on in the swearing-in ceremonies of the presidency, okay? Okay, if we remember back in 2010, the Pope back in those days, that was the other Pope, he had a bunch of men that on Christmas Eve special. I don't know if it was televised or not. I think it may have been. There was about five or six men, muscle-bound, okay? They come in there in the Vatican. He was sitting on his throne, and they took their shirts off, all his muscles and all his, and in tight white pants with no underwear. Oh yeah. And they done these aerobics. You know, they performed standing on each other's shoulders and all, laying on the ground, and those stunts that they do. And performed in front of the high and mighty Pope. Okay. I just wanted you to know that. That went on at Christmas Eve. The Pope was, he was on the edge of his seat. He couldn't take his eyes off of him. Hey, it's right there. Google it. Google the, all right, you know, let's go on with this now. Get on to better things. Okay, so, and also not in our, it was in articles and newspapers, magazines. Ladies and gentlemen, that this Pope Francis said he would baptize aliens. He would baptize them. He said, who are we to close the doors to heaven? Well, I can ask him the same thing. Who is he to open the doors to heaven for everybody? For everybody. Even to atheists and homosexuals, he's done open the doors to heaven. He has authorized it. He has no power to do so. You follow this man, I'm telling you, you're sick. You are sick. If the Catholic Church does not collapse, there's something wrong. And I was right. I don't think there's nothing that this man can do to get his followers out of his so-called quote unquote unholy grace. Okay, all right. That's what I'm going to call it, unholy grace. So let's go onward here now. Okay, let's move on because I want to get this. I'm going to touch on this as well, the alien thing. You know, the Vatican has got these telescopes. They do. They got even one in, and when they even went in and took a holy mountain away from the Native Americans out in Southwest Sonoma, and put an observatory there, and they called it Lucifer. They called it Lucifer, by the way. They did. They called it Lucifer. That's what it's named. Lucifer. And they grin when they say that. Right in your face. Right in your face. They don't care. They don't care anymore because they already got you. See? They already have you. You're gonna be for. If you don't bow down to them, they're gonna kill you. I just want to be upfront with you here. They're gonna kill you, and you hope they're gonna put you in prison in bondage, just like Jesus said. He said, "For my name's sake, you will be sacrificed like animals." He said, "For my name's sake, you'll be thrown into dungeons and prison and suffer." He said, "For my name's sake, because you're gonna keep the name of Jesus and not proclaim the name of the Pope or Satan as your God." Understand what's going on here. But what I want to warn you about is these aliens, so-called aliens, are going to be coming. They are biometric. Okay, they are flesh and bone, but they're also robots. But you can't tell it. There's no way. You know, these fallen angels they learned their lesson by the Great Flood. You know, they came to Earth and had children with the women of the Earth. They learned their lesson. So what they did is they went and created hybrids. Okay. They've been using these cow mutilations. Remember the cow mutilations? Everybody wanted to figure out what this was, and the horse mutilations, and all the animal mutilations. Well, they've been taking the DNAs. They've been taking the cow's womb, and all the sexual organs and everything, and they've been creating these little gray aliens. Okay, that's what they've done. They created those gray aliens so that the fallen angels and the demons and the devils of the underworld can, when the pits of hell is opened up, they'll have bodies that they can enter into. Okay, and what better way that people will fall down and worship the aliens, the brothers from the stars? Look how powerful they are. Look what knowledge they have. They can bring us. People will run up to them and put their arms around them. "Hey, brother from the stars, teach us all you know. Cure cancer, cure hunger." And this is what they're bringing in. They're going to tell you that. They're going to fool you and deceive you into thinking that they're going to show you how to grow more food than the whole entire world can enjoy. You know why? Because they're going to bring it down like the Georgia stones in Georgia says. They're going to bring the population of the earth down to 500 million. That's it. And we have what? Going on 8, 9 billion now in the world, and they're going to bring it down to 500, a half a billion. That's why they're going to be able to feed everybody. It's no big deal, and it's no big trick. Just kill everybody off until you get down to a half a billion, and then they got it made. Then these big elitists can then have the 500 million worship and serve them. Understand what's going on. Understand what's going on in front of your eyes. And this is not. And it's all in the plan. It's all in the plan. I predicted that a long time ago, back in the 60s, 70s, and 80s. I warned everybody that these aliens are indeed devils. They are of the underworld. And they're here to not only do one thing, is to corrupt mankind against Jesus, the Lord Christ. Okay? So please, ladies and gentlemen, don't let them fool you. Okay? So let me go on a little bit on with that, and then we'll go something else here about Pope Francis. But what it is he's going to baptize, and he'll do that. He'll baptize, Pope Francis is going to baptize these aliens right on television, right on national TV. And what better way for you to say, "Oh my Lord, they are good. They're accepting Christ." And all the long while that the aliens is looking up at the Pope, and the Pope's looking in, and they're both winking at each other. And what they're doing is baptizing those little gray aliens in his name, the Pope. And they'll be serving him. Understand what's happening here. Understand what you're doing. And you're going to be deceived into following. And they're going to come out and say that they are your creator, that the Pope is their leader. Or is it Obama? We don't know. Is it going to be Obama or the Pope? We don't know. But it doesn't matter. We still got them corralled. We got the three corralled, and that's it. That's what you got to watch for. And you know what I'm saying here. If it does come down, and it may well, very well he may very well announce through that Lucifer device, the double optic, it's a double optic telescope, that they've been watching something in space that's heading for the Earth. Is it these aliens? Is it these aliens that's coming? Are they now got a fleet coming, and they're going to announce it at the United Nations? And indeed, he's going to announce that he's going to baptize them, so that the churches of the world is going, and the people, the Christians of the world, is going to bow down and fall and accept them. Accept them after they've been baptized. You know you will. You know you will. Test the spirits. You'll know the spirits by their fruit, ladies and gentlemen, by the fruit that they bear. Okay, and by the actions and by the words that they bear. They're going to deceive you. They're going to come. They're going to be talking. They're going to be coming and talking about great things. Peace, love, not war. Everything that everybody's ever. Everybody's going to be rich. There will be no more poor people, which is all lies. All lies. And before you find it out, it's going to be fooled so much. Before you find it out, it's going to be too late. You're already damnable. Okay. How easy this is going to be. And according to Pope Francis, he says it doesn't matter whether you are a heterosexual or a homosexual, a pro-lifer or a pro-choicer, conservative or liberal, or even a communist, because they all worship the same divine God, and he loves them all. In other words, he's saying atheists, homosexuals, it doesn't matter, you know, even murderers, rapists, kids who, you know, fornicated with the young boys and all, they're all going to heaven. Now, is that what you believe, ladies and gentlemen? I want to ask you that. Now, when he writes this executive order, are you going to follow this man? Are you going to follow this man? I'm just asking you. Are you going to beware? Are you going to watch? Are you going to sit back? And don't be fooled by the fancy words that they're going to be talking in the United Nations. And just watch how fast these countries fall down at his feet in the United Nations. Now what's going to happen after the United Nations? This man, for the first time ever, is going to address Congress in the United States. A pope is going to address Congress of the United States in the same week. In the same week, and going to be at the White House with Obama. Obama's going to be there at Congress as well, with a big smile upon his face. Is this when the pope hands over the power? Is this when the beast gives the other beast the power? Was this when the throne is given to Satan himself? It's here, ladies and gentlemen. It's here. Revelations, tribulation is here. It's here. Are you ready for it? Are you truly ready? Are you strong enough? And then this is when all things are going to start quaking and shaking. There's going to be great disasters, one upon another. And they're going to say, see, we're too late. Climate change, everything, that, you know, even earthquakes, they blame on climate change. Everything that happens, the media is going to slam it. Oh, it's climate change. This wouldn't happen if y'all would have done what we said, you know, 20 years ago. They're going to blame you for everything. They're going to blame the Christians for everything. And the Christians are going to be the brand new terrorist. I'm going to warn you that. Christianities and Christians will finally become the new terrorist. And they're going to hunt you down like dogs, just like they're hunting down the terrorists with drones. And the Bible said there'll be nowhere to run to hide, because they're going to find you. With these heat, you know, with the heat signatures, you'll be out in the woods, they're going to find you in the woods. All I got to do is wait for a night time, and then there they are. Shoot them. I don't know, you know, you just, and then I told you about the JFK thing. Let me tell you a little short thing about JFK. I was going to go ahead and run an audio clip here of what he said, but I think you know me and trust me enough to tell you what I'm saying is the truth. John F. Kennedy, and this is back in 69, you know, and it was in June. It was a month of June. It was on the same day, as a matter of fact, the same day that they'd done this black magic ritual in the Vatican in South Carolina. And the president was over where? Where was he at? Germany, Berlin. And he was calling himself a Berliner. He called himself a Berliner. I got to thinking about it, and I told the Red Dogs. I said, is this the first mortal wound that the Bible talked about of the Antichrist, taking the mortal wound, but yet he lives? I said, you know, these Christians are waiting for, you know, a one shot in Obama's head, and then he gets up and puts his brains back in his head and heals all up, and what a wonderful miracle that would be. But it's not going to happen that way. I said, I believe, truly believe, that the first wound of the head wound, that was mortal head wound, and mortal means death did occur from the head wound. But yet he lives. All that is saying is that well, you know, you got that one Antichrist, and it was proven by the way he went over to Berlin. And these are the very people that killed all the Jews, all God's people, millions upon millions of God's chosen people. And then Obama did the same thing when he went, and when he got in office, he went around and apologized to Japan. Ladies and gentlemen, he also went to Germany and apologized for World War II in invading their country, for the love of Jesus. So don't you see the similarity here? That's what I'm saying. There's no difference in what JFK did and what Obama did. I think he kind of, it's the same thing. So is JFK risen? And is he indeed, you know, I know a lot of people love JFK. It's really going to stump everybody's toes. It's going to break a lot of people's hearts out there. But why did he go to Berlin? Why did he want to make the people feel better? And standing behind him was, and they were still wearing the SS black uniforms, standing right behind him, and applauding him and grinning because they was there to praise Germany. And this is when he was talking about tearing the wall down, you know, that they didn't, that Russia didn't have to put, you know, and the big reason of the Cold War was, you know, that Russia kept that part of Germany. Germany said, hey, we lost all these millions of lives because of Hitler and Germany and the Germans. We're taking this, you know, the East Berlin. And they claimed it, and because of war, you know. But when we signed the treaty, we gave Germany back Germany, you know. And this was started a Cold War because Russia did not give that land back. They put that wall up, so they went, hey, nobody leaving their country and jumping over the wall and going to West Berlin. And that's what was the big deal about the wall. And then here come what, Ronald Reagan to brought down the wall. Brought down the wall, and that was a slap in the face. That Russian people died and didn't get a thing out of it. Not zero, nothing, nada. But anyway, I just wanted to bring you that similarity because between JFK and Obama, they did the exact same thing. But here's what really bothered me: was JFK went there on the same moment, the same day, and done this, and bragged about he's a Berliner. You know, he was a Berliner. In other words, he agreed with the brutal killings of all the Jews. Tell me I'm wrong. I mean, it doesn't make sense any otherwise. Huh? Accepted, you know, just accept the fact that something was wrong there. All right? And it was done under that magical spell of the rituals that the Vatican held and South Carolina held in the Freemasonry and the Masonries, done in South Carolina, probably out there in St. Peter's, Columbia. Okay? At the exact same moment, they was on the phone with each other, said, okay, start. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And they all started absolutely together and done the same thing. The black magic ritual probably had human sacrifice. We don't know. We don't know what went on in that. And at the very exact moment, here was JFK in Berlin giving that speech. Just Google, if you want to, Google JFK's speech in Berlin. And YouTube it. There should be some YouTube coming. If it doesn't, go to YouTube and type in JFK's speech in Berlin. It'll come up, and you can sit there and listen to it. He spoke German, fluent German. He learned that and spoke it just like a true German. I believe his beliefs was German as well. Now, he was no angel, ladies and gentlemen. I know a lot of people love JFK, but he was no angel. He was a demon. Just look at the things he done to his family. You know, his wife went out with Marilyn Monroe, adulteress, done all kind of evil things that has come out. You know, if you believe it, there's a lot of people don't believe that, but it actually happened. And he too was what? He too was what? A Catholic. Yes, he was. He was also a bona fide Pope skirt chaser. Okay, ladies and gentlemen. So, hey. So I brought that all to you. Okay, I'm going to bring more to you about CERN and the unleashings of all the demons and the devils of I don't know if it's going to, the pit's going to open up for CERN. I don't know if CERN's going to blow, slap up, and be a 20-mile hole there. It's got to be. Something like I think is going to happen. I'm going to get the red dogs on this and find out. But I believe there is going to be either a portal open, or they're going to blow a hole where CERN used to be, and it's going to blow it so bad that it's going to open up. Like I did say, the CERN was the key to the bottomless pit. It is the key to the bottomless pit. The Lucifer device. Okay, in turn, with all this that's going on in the United Nations, it's all probably going to blow together. And all these spirits are going to be unleashed upon. And once those spirits are unleashed, they'll be invisible. We won't know, but they're going to be going around doing havoc. But then they're going to take possession of those alien bodies and be zooming around in these ships that Satan has created. Yes, Satan can create such things. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? You don't think that Satan has the knowledge and the power to create those light ships? You know, Jesus warned us that Satan comes in a form of light. He is the angel of light. He's the morning star. Huh? You better get ready. You better heed what I'm saying here. The Lord, the Holy Spirit, through me, is telling you to get your house in order. Get your Bible in hand. Get on your knees and repent to the Lord Jesus Christ and stick to your guns. And do not take anything they say in the United Nations as any truth at all. It's all going to be lies and deception. Everything about it. Do not be fooled at what he says in Congress. And I know the Congress is going to bow down to it. I know that for a fact. And we already know that the president's in his hip pocket, and he's in the president's hip pocket. Two peas in the pod, ladies and gentlemen. Two devils. Hell on earth. The realm of hell is now on earth. And Jesus said he's coming for you. If you just hang on. Jesus said, hang on until the end. Hang on until the end. Hang on to your faith of Jesus Christ right into the very end. Do not take the mark of the beast. Do not follow these people. These people are the beast. If you follow one thing of the whole system, if you bow down to one part of that system, you are bound down to the whole entire thing. You're part of the beast. If you bow down to one, if you bow down to the Pope, you're bound down to the beast. You have already got the mark. It's done burning your soul. The angel of the Lord has done written your name in the other book, the book of damnation. Not the book of life, but the book of damnation. So, ladies and gentlemen, it's your choice. It's your choice. This is a warning to you. Give this link out to everybody on Facebook and this show where everybody can hear it. Part one and part two. Give them both out. Make sure they both want to hear the first one first and come and hear this one. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to go ahead and sign off now. I'm going to tell you this. I'm going to bring more about CERN, like I said. I'm going to clean up all that, part three. I think it's part three, C or D. And then part four, like I said, once I bring part four, then after that, the Lord has given me, told me, the Holy Spirit has told me to keep up with the news, especially when September rolls around. Keep up with what they're saying. Keep up what they're saying. Come and listen to me. And I'll hear them. I'll pay attention to it. And I'll be there with book in hand and paper and pen. I'll be writing down what they say. I'll be recording it. I will record it. And I'll make sure that I won't mess up anything. I won't bring you the exact words they say. And then I'm going to come on and tell you exactly what it means. I'm going to pray and get the Holy Spirit to come into me and give me the knowledge of what it means and what they're really doing. And I can tell you so you can be prepared to know that they are the devils themselves. And don't listen to the devil. That's what Jesus said. Are you ready to do what Jesus said? I'm just asking you. Now's the time to get your tool belt on, to get your armor on to fight for God. You can't lay down take it on the cheek, you know, like everybody said, what would Jesus do? He'd put his arms around them and love them and hug them? No. In the time of Revelation, it's war, ladies and gentlemen, it's war. They shall be blood shed on both sides. Let me tell you something out there, ladies and gentlemen. You want to be on the winning side, because the winning side is going to be God, Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit. You want to be on the loser's side, you go ahead and follow the Pope and the United Nations and the President of the United States. You go ahead and follow them, and you're going to be on the loser. And I'm going to tell you, the great smoke will rise from the pits of the bottomless pit of hell, from all the people burning. And all the screaming and tears is not going to put it out. So, ladies and gentlemen, put your armor on. Put the armor of God on and be prepared to take to the streets and fight against Satan's army. Against Satan's army. Satan is here. And he's preparing for war against humanity. Under the new agenda, 2030, from the United Nations and his executive order, the Pope. And the president will bow down and write his executive order to force the people of America to bow down to it as well. And it's up to you to take it or not. This is Dr. Butch Melton. And let me say this. May the gracious love of Jesus Christ and his blood cover you, and may you stand strong until the very end, until he comes and gets us and you, and become his child. And be fooled not. I pray for you this night that he enters into your soul and your heart right now and open up your eyes and give you the knowledge and wisdom to know that the truth is here. Just listen and pay attention. Hearken and warn your neighbors and friends and family that Satan is now here. But there is hope in the Lamb of God. The light of the world is on his way. And he's going to put out Satan's light. Replace it with the brightest light of all. And they shall be a new heaven and a new earth. And we all will be there together forevermore. If you stand by your guns and fight for God, fight for Jesus, fight for the love of the truth forevermore. May God bless you. Bye-bye.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18+.